Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another Wild in Bed, your Sunday destination for salacious stories, sexy audio, and good old-fashioned filthy pleasure. Now, before we start our pleasure this evening, I'd like to remind you, if you want even deeper and more intense pleasure, just come and visit me at wilddesires.com and you can grab your own free, full-length experiential story just for coming. So, what have we got this week? Ms. Piperstone has kindly agreed to let us have an excerpt from Indebted, which is a very dark Irish mafia romance. So, if you want it Gaelic and it's very dark, then you've come to the right place. If you decide you like this, all the links are in the description as normal. But before we start, I'm just going to read you the blurb, just to get you in the feel for it while you relax in your bed and get yourself ready to enjoy the story on a deeper level. I'm owed a debt. She will pay it in the most shameful way possible. After her father stole from me, I could have left Alessandra Toro in jail for a crime she didn't commit. But I have plans for her. A deal with the judge, the kind only a man like me can arrange, made her my captive, and she will pay her father's debt with her beautiful body. She will try to run, of course, but it won't be the law that comes after her. It will be me. The sting of my belt across her quivering bare bottom will teach Alessandra the price of defiance. But it is the far more shameful penance that follows that will truly tame her. So, I hope you're lying on your bed now. I hope you're ready to enjoy this story. So go ahead and close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath. That's it. Just forget about all the worries of the day, all the stresses of the week. And as you breathe out, let go of any tension. As we begin our story, Alessandra, you are a truly beautiful creature, precious in every way. His whispered words were those usually said out of love, swept against a burning desire that refused to let go. Two hearts beating in sync, two souls creating a world of wonder, two lives merged together as one capable of surviving. Not of coercion, domination, obsession. Yet his deep baritone tickled my skin, creating a pool of dampness between my legs, an ache in my already hardened nipples. Gabriel! Just saying his name was enough to ignite the embers, the eruption of electricity, a dancing live wire. Chuckling darkly, he wrapped his head around my throat, his strong fingers holding me in place, his possession, his toy. He lowered his head, pressing his lips against my cheek, sliding his other hand down the length of my arm until he was able to yank the cold, steel bands that he'd snapped around my wrists. I would never forget the sound of metal clanging against metal, or the stark words of lust whispered moments before he took me. "You are forever mine," I was nothing but his prisoner, a woman who had difficulty remembering her life before. He was all-consuming, a man of true power and sexual prowess, a single look creating butterflies in my stomach. I'd never hungered for anyone like I did this man. A beckoning finger caused heart palpitations. A single crook of his finger and my pussy quivered. I've craved having his cock in my mouth, spewing cum down my throat. I longed to have his thick shaft plunging into my asshole, spreading my muscles. I couldn't get enough of his dangerous passion, even though I knew he was pulling us both into toxic quicksand. Or maybe I'd always committed to becoming his accomplice. Yet he'd saved me, keeping me from the treacherous wolves. But what did that mean in the end? He rubbed the rough pads of his fingertips along my shoulder, moving ever so slowly in a soft line against my breast. I had difficulty focusing as he continued his slow progress, sliding them over the rounded portion of my hips until he began to caress my bottom. "You will always be a very naughty girl," he mused as he pressed kisses against my shoulder blade. "Yes, sir." I closed my eyes, savoring the dazzling sensations more than I should, the ache that continued to build. Gabriel slipped his hand between my legs, cupping my mound as his breathing became ragged. His hunger knew no bounds, the savageness of his cravings uncontrollable. And I fed off his filthy needs as he did mine. Two creatures who could never survive without the other. A chill snaked down my arms and legs, the realization suffocating. "I will take care of that." The hard snap of his wrist I'd anticipated, the same delicious tingling of my skin sending a rush of adrenaline into my bloodstream. I would never have believed I craved his firm hand, the harsh discipline he'd been forced to use in order to keep me in line. "Your necessary training," he'd whispered, "a new beginning." I'd bought every word, fixating on obedience as our passion increased. He smacked my bottom from side to side, awakening the sleeping girl inside, allowing her to break free from her internal cage. The pain was extraordinary, the flame searing every nerve ending. I closed my eyes as he spanked me, opening my legs wide in a blatant invitation, even as I yanked on my bindings. I was thrown into raw ecstasy, my pulse skipping as lights flashed in front of my field of vision. "I will always be your master," he mused, dragging his tongue all the way down the length of my spine, "and give you what you need." He twisted the anal plug that I always wore, stretching my muscles and sending a shower of jagged sparks dancing into the center of my body. I envisioned the jeweled end, the adornment appropriate for our special day. He thought of everything. Sinner, savior, saint. The words were so appropriate. But who was who? When he cracked his fingers against my swollen pussy lips, I could no longer hold back a strangled whimper. "Yes, yes." "You crave pain and pleasure." His words weren't a question. They were a bold statement of the change within me, the ebony petals of the flower spreading wide open to the bright sun. "Yes, yes, sir." He cracked my pussy several times and slid his fingers into my wetness, thrusting savagely. "Oh, oh, oh." I was breathless with sheer joy, the rapture keeping me on edge. This was our intoxication, a drug that we both required. This was our sin. This was also our damnation. Moths flying too close to the flame. I met every brutal thrust with one of my own, arching my back as he yanked back my head. his fingers digging into my skin. "Does that feel good, baby?" His gruff voice was little more than a whisper, but I heard every word. I felt the vibrations of his throat. He was entangled in the building heat shared between us. The eruption that could not be denied. "Yes, sir." So wet, so hot. I can't wait to fuck that tight little pussy of yours, to fill you with my seed. As he resumed the spanking, moving from side to side in rapid succession, I released a strangled scream. Not from agony, not from anger, from utter bliss. I was lost in the rapture, ready to beg him to follow through with his promise. But I would wait like a good little girl. I would obey him. There was no sense of time, no premise of life outside of his care. His rules that I'd learnt to accept. This was my reward. His breathing was heavier. His hands sliding away, his nails dragging down my back. I spread my legs even wider, moaning as I clawed the bedding, rattling my chains once more. He slipped his cockhead just inside, issuing a rumbling growl as he thrust the entire length of his cock inside. I opened my mouth in a silent scream, bucking hard against the heat of his body. "Fuck me. Yes, fuck me, please." "My bad little girl. Why forever?" There was nothing as dazzling as the feel of his throbbing shaft as he plunged in savage motions, rocking the bed as he'd done so many times before. Every part of my body tingled, the dazzling jolts of electricity exploding into flames. He was my everything, my owner, my master, my monster. There would never be another. I was his as he was mine. We'd weathered the slide into hell, our souls colliding. We were as one. His breath continued to skip as he fucked me, our bodies moulding together, the tingling sensation shifting once again, stealing my breath. There was no holding back what my body desired. The same body that had betrayed me only weeks before, allowing his powerful darkness to consume me. Unable to hold back, a powerful climax rushed into me, sweeping up from the very tips of my toes. "Oh, oh." "Yes, baby, come for me. Come on my cock." As the wave catapulted me into another round of ecstasy, one orgasm shifting into a second, my muscles clamped around his delicious cock. In the few moments when there was no sight or sound, only the meshing of our souls, I heard the words that haunted me. "My salvation," he roared, filling me with his seed. This is a second excerpt, just to give you a bit more feel for the book. Caged. There was no one on the face of this earth who could truly understand the meaning of being caged like an animal, unless they'd been forced to face the horrible reality. I'd been arrested for a crime I hadn't committed. All because of revenge. Now I could truly put the past where it belonged, even as the ugliness continued to march through my mind, trying to eat away at my special day. Just one more task, one more test to prove my worthiness. The memories were bittersweet, the tragedies allowing a new beginning, even though I'd been forced to go through hell. I'd been one of the unlucky few, a girl who'd been required to consider having her freedom stripped away, her humanity taken. My life had been about family and friends, worrying about the upcoming final exams before graduating from college, and concerns about my future. Then one night had altered the course of my future. Up until that point, there'd been no consideration of being forced to accept cold steel bars surrounding a bleak concrete space as my new home, or the penance I'd been required to face during the wretched ordeal, prison. But that was all I could expect. Spending years locked away like a common criminal, then everything had changed with the stroke of a pen, as if by magic. I laughed softly at the thought, my skin tingling. I was no princess. But there had been a knight in steel armour who'd rescued the fair maiden from the horrors. Now there was a beautiful rainbow dancing across the cloudless sky and fields of green to explore. And no one was going to take it away from me again. Perhaps I deserved both the harsh surroundings and the daily interrogations, one detective after another, insisting that I was nothing but a monster. Was I partially responsible? I no longer knew the answer, time holding no place in my world. Days had turned into nights, the evolution of nightmares impossible to describe. I learned a thing or two about monsters in the last few weeks. They didn't always come in blood-coated packages, wielding a silver blade, or a gun with unlimited ammunition clips. There were some who were more sophisticated, their weapons of choice, charisma and influence, and dark sensuality. The kind luring you into a passionate embrace, pleasure unlike anything experienced before. While both were equally frightening, a beast who knew how to thwart the system, using the power of money and the stroke of a pen to gain exactly what he desired, was even more terrifying. But I'd forgiven him for sweeping me into this world, accepting my place as his prize. Somehow, I'd caught the eye of the devil himself, a man so sophisticated and beautiful that I'd been drawn into his toxic web. I thought I was a fighter, refusing to allow anyone to break me, no matter how commanding they were, or if their husky voice created a wave of longing I'd never experienced before. I would not surrender. To be taken, used, devoured. But I'd been wrong. My pussy tingled at the thoughts alone, betraying me once again as it had from almost the beginning. Almost. As it had that very morning, only hours before when he'd come to me, ordering me onto my knees as he stood in front of the window in order to savour the morning sun. I'd watched as his eyes filled with wonder, even as I'd sucked his glorious cock, squeezing his balls in my fingers. He changed as much as I had, his entire world upside down from our connection. There was no turning back, no way of stopping the clock. I fisted my hands, ignoring the sensations as butterflies pulled in my stomach. I wanted to cry, to scream out, but I wouldn't. Once upon a time, I'd been important to my family, to my friends, to myself. Then I'd miscalculated my importance, allowing my guard to fall. That would never happen again. I would never trust anyone outside of my little world. I was just a thing, a prized possession. Correction. I was his possession, a toy to be punished as necessary for all my sins. He'd been right. I deserved to pay the price, to accept my penance. But he'd been forced to accept love, while the 6x6 concrete box had been replaced with a room with a view. I'd been just as much a prisoner as I had before. Only this time, I thought there was no way out. Closing my eyes, I fingered the beautiful diamond, a symbol of our love. Forever meant a golden ring and a new name. Yet there was still a chance my new world would be taken away once again. No, no, no. I had to do this. I had to make everything right. I was the only one who could change destiny. I took a quick glance at the door, knowing soon I'd hear the snap of the lock, the creak of beautiful wood. There was little time left, the decision not one I'd made lightly, but there was no other choice. Not if I wanted to keep what was left of my sanity. The soft comforter had been gifted, a privilege for being a good girl. The vibrantly upholstered chair, positioned so the early morning light would cascade from the soft cushions, had been another. All for obedience, for my acceptance of my place, for allowing myself to adore a beast. I'd earned them, as well as other trinkets and clothing, books and jewellery, but this could never be my home. The room was filled with beautiful possessions. The draperies sent all the way from Italy. The bookshelves hand-carved from artisans and filled with my favourite books. And the insanely gorgeous rug, one I'd seen on the pages of a magazine. He'd spared no expense to make me happy, pretending that our relationship was anything but unholy. I'd been part of his world, discovering the beauty of his estate, indulging in fine wines and expensive foods. Yet, this wasn't home. This was just make-believe, a decision forced on me by my father. Then why did I enjoy every moment of being near him? I moved slowly to the rear of the chair, dropping ever so silently to the floor. As I reached under, I closed my eyes, holding my breath as I'd done so many times before. The slender handle was comforting, the only reason I'd been able to tolerate the last few days. Swallowing, I pulled the knife into the light, studying the serrated edge, the sharp point. Everything in the house was kept just so. Cutlery perfectly polished, knives sharpened after each use. As I stood, my legs began to shake, my mind reeling from what I was about to do. Killing a man in cold blood was something I'd never done before. After slipping the blade under my dress and into the folded napkins I'd fashioned into a holder, I bit back a whimper. Then I smoothed my hands down the beautiful frock, the colour of the Aegean Sea, a hand-beaded creation from the finest designer in Paris. I'd been allowed to pick it out, an unconventional choice for what most people considered a festive event. To me, this was nothing more than additional chains. Perhaps I should have chosen the colour red, the colour of hearts and roses and blood. I should feel like a princess, cherished by an adoring man. Instead, I felt like a mannequin with strings attached, a puppet waiting for a master. I was waiting for his summons. He'd lured me with an offer he knew I wouldn't refuse. He'd provided me a chance for atonement. He wasn't supposed to be my hero, but he'd become that, and so much more. He'd become my obsession. The man I'd fallen in love with. The dark abyss was the ultimate cage. So, I hope you've enjoyed that little excerpt, and it's got you all ready for bed. Now, next week, something of a bit of a first. In fact, I think it's the first time. Yep, I'm pretty sure. For the first time ever, I'm interviewing Lacey Hightower. Yes. Now, being me, she doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to try twisting her arm into doing an excerpt. What do you think? You want to hear Lacey reading from her own book? I know. I thought it'd be cool. We'll see. I'm not making any promises. But next week, yes, we definitely have an interview with Lacey Hightower. You can hear her here. Being interviewed, don't expect any cutting out questions from me. That's not why you listen to me. Until next time. And always with your pleasure in mind. This is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.